with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Jethro FM, country with a twist and a little bit of twist of barbecue for you on this weekend morning. Hope you're got plans this weekend, and we're going to tee up for next weekend as well because it's the long weekend with the 4th of July. Always seems to me that like summer's half over when we get to the 4th of July, and it just started this week. So
yeah, well,
I don't get
it. Weird.
Yeah.
I don't either. I don't either. But you brought something up. I put on the show plan, Old Faithful Dog. I'll bring it up anyway. Since you told your dog story, my daughter is living with us right now while they're in the process of moving from Tennessee to New York. And they have a, I call it a dingo, but it's a spotted, you know, blue heeler Australian sheepdog. And this thing will not leave me alone. He follows me everywhere.
It's that smell of barbecue is what it is.
Well, I do feed him a little bit.
Yeah.
And shower.
Better than the neighbor's cat.
And shower very little.
Right, yeah.
No,
right.
It's just so funny to watch somebody else's dog come in and then just attach itself to you. But I think that's that breed also.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Blue Heeler, yeah. I think, is one of them. Anyway, yeah. It's cute. Dogs are funny like that. And my daughter Olivia's lives with us from time to time. Her dog's there more than she is. But that dog is also very attached to me. So the two of them are fighting over Papa Bob.
Right. They're jealous. Yeah. Yeah. Don't pet one of them without the other. Yeah.
Yeah. That's something to watch. That's something to watch.
Right.
Anyway, burgers. I think there's lots of mistakes made on burgers. What do you think?
Well, they're overcooked often. They're over massaged before they're cooked often. They are sometimes topped too quickly. I know that my son is back living with us, and every time he cooks a burger, he likes burgers. He eats them 3-4 times a week. My grill is an absolute mess.
Why? Because he's putting cheese all over everything?
Yeah.
That is a mess.
Yeah.
Messes up your, if you're using your Big Green Egg, is that what he's using?
No, the Tech.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's, you know, it drips down between the grates. And he just shuts the thing off and closes the lid, doesn't scrape it, doesn't.
He should leave it on for 5 minutes and keep the lid closed.
We're training. Yeah. We're training all of that stuff. But yeah, so
well,
all of those.
Well, it's not his grill, so there's right. A little less urgency.
Yeah.
Randy will take care of it.
Right. Yeah. Every time I open it up, it's like, you know, whatever. I take it 2-3 minutes, clean it up, and it'll be fine. But
that is a good tip for any burger griller, because they do tend to leave crumbs on your grill.
Yeah.
Depending on the type of grill you have, it may or may not be a problem. But I noticed I love watching other people cook and trying to pick up tips, no matter how old this dog is, since we're on the dog theme. There's places that do the smash burgers and stuff. They just take a chunk of meat that's hardly even touched. It'll be ground beef fresh out of the grinder or something like that. And they'll take their big press and they'll just smash it down on the griddle.
Right.
And there's very little manipulation there.
Right.
And it's like we've talked about a million times about overworking ground beef, sausage, meatloaf, meatballs, any of that stuff. The more you play with it, it's like bread. If you knead your bread too much, it's going to be tough. And burgers the same way. So I think you'll just want to be careful in the forming of those patties somehow. And I like I have the little wax pads, the little wax paper pads, and I'll use the heck out of those, and I'll grab a clump, and I'll do that very same thing using my hand. I'll smash it down. But here's the one thing I wanted some folks to think about that might not do this, is to take your thumb and make a nice little recess in the center of it so that it almost looks like a pond in a subdivision. All the houses around the pond. That's how that burger should look before you put it on the grill, because for some strange reason, as it shrinks and moves up, it levels back up, but that helps with the even cooking process. And I don't thoroughly understand it. I just do it and it works.
Two things. And also then it doesn't become round
meatball.
Like an egg. Okay. It stays flat and it goes on your bun better if you make that depression in the center. because it swells as it cooks, and the center always puffs up and it gets, you know, almost like an egg shape. And I don't like my burgers like that.
And if you're using fatty enough burgers, these guys that do the smash burgers and that mash them down with a big spatula or whatever, they actually have tools that actually do that. If you're using a fatty enough burger and you're on a griddle, you can do that, and you get a lot of the fat out of it that way, but you also get a consistent cooking temperature.
Well, and you get that crispiness with a griddle that you can't get with a grill.
Right.
I mean, and the edges get crispy because the fat is coming out of it, and as it flows away, it hits the edges, and it crisps up a little bit.
Yeah, so if you're a charcoal lover, there's lots of ways to do that. You can actually get some cool griddles for your grill.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a nice way to do it.
What I had before I got the griddle.
It's the best, actually, because then you can close the lid, get that savory flavor from the smoke, and still have that controllability and lack of food falling through on a griddle.
Yeah, speaking of food falling through, I think that's another big error that people make is they move the burger too quick before to flip it for the first time. I work real hard to only flip a burger once. I want to cook it on one side, and you can test this with your spatula.
Yep.
If you start to move your spatula under the burger and it's still sticking, leave it there.
Yeah,
because it will release ready to be flipped.
It's not overdone.
Right. And it will release. And when it releases, just flip it over and cook the other side and be done with it.
Yep. Because, and when you put your burgers on the grill, you can kind of set them up for that next move, like a chessboard. You know, so if you set them all towards the front and you take that back one and just tip it over to the back one, and you tip them all over to the back one, you're really moving them little, like you're implying. You'll also notice that they'll start to sweat on top. If the blood is pooling on top, you've left it on too long.
Right.
But when they start to sweat on top, that's probably a good time to test your release.
Right.
And see if it's going to come off. I know this sounds silly because it's a burger. I think Conrad looks really hungry right now talking about all these burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But again, it's just a burger, but if they're cooked properly, I was going to say well, but I haven't never had them well done.
Right.
But if they're cooked properly, they're juicy and they're flavorful and they're ready easier than if you're messing with them all the time, flipping them around and moving around your grill. I just think that it's a better product.
But you touched on something. You said well, if you're using like these tubes of hamburger that you can't see, it's in a colored wrapper coming out of the hamburger factory. Those you might want to get a little more towards well.
Yeah.
And
Or you might want to get away from them in the store and buy some real burger.
If you're going to somebody like Sobey and buying this beautiful, you know, carefully ground, and I mean, everything's meticulous.
Trimmed there.
I just gave somebody one of his meat sticks the other day, and you'd have thought that I showed him the Fountain of Youth.
Right.
Because he looked at me like I was a magician or like, you know, how did you ever find it? It's in a store. It's called Sobey's. You just go up and get it.
Right. Yeah. Same thing with his jerky. Easy. Yeah. And he's got that hillbilly jerky,
That's
man.
That's as good as mine.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Tim, if you're listening, there's your compliment for the day. Goodness.
It's an old joke. Yeah. But that's kind of like turning somebody on to good olive oil from the old world.
Yep.
You know, it's the same thing. They're like, if they've never had anything like that, and you introduced me to those folks 14 years ago, and I thought you were nuts because it's like, it's oil. Come on.
Right. Well, in the next segment, I'll talk a little bit about that because I just had a little sojourn down there yesterday and picked up some cool stuff. You listen to Grilling Guys, Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. Stick with us. We'll be back.